Great, I'm gonna have to cut all this out.
Why? Yeah,
that's the point.
What do you do?
You need the opening banter that gets cut out that the audience will never know. Okay, so we are critics. We are Critics on Tap. We are doing Terminator Dark Fate. My name is Bo. I am drinking whiskey. Go around the circle, introduce yourselves, and tell us what you're drinking or eating.
My name is Kiko, and I had an edible about 100 milligrams, so... It was a teddy bear. It was a little gummy bear, so I had below the belly.
Would you say you're peaking, or did you peak during the movie?
I peaked a little bit during the movie, yeah.
But
I
now you're...
It just got loud, and I'm just like, all right, now I'm coming back down to regular kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you don't want to drink.
No, I don't really want to drink. Keep going with it.
All right, and over here to my left?
My name is Matthias, and I'm just drinking wine, because that's our option right now. Red wine.
House wine.
And we have a new guest on here today for the first time. Introduce yourself.
I am Kathy, and I am drinking a lot of tequila with a little dash of orange juice.
The orange juice is just for color. That's, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
it's really... deniability at this point.
Yeah, because like, otherwise you'll forget and you think you're drinking water, you know, because clear tequila is no good.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
So, I think I want to start with everybody kind of giving their... just kind of history of the relationship with the franchise. So I'll start to set the example. I grew up watching Terminator 1 and Terminator 2 countless times throughout my childhood. Not like obsessively, but I mean, it was a movie that like my brother and I growing up, probably, you know, anytime it came on, we watched it, and I watched it a handful of times through my teens and maybe even into my early 20s. I don't know that I've seen either one of them more than once or twice in the last 10 years. I saw T3 once, maybe a second time on FX randomly when I was hungover and didn't want to get out of bed or something. And then I never saw the rest of them. So yeah, so that's where I'm at with the franchise. I did not rewatch them leading up to this. I thought about it, but ultimately I knew the first two well enough and I knew I was going to watch the second one. So that's where I'm at. Matthias?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I watched the original Terminator until I was an adult. I don't recall ever watching Terminator 2. I'm sure I saw it as a kid, but for some reason my mind doesn't remember if I remembered a lot of scenes from it and everything, and that might just be popular culture. I'm sure I saw it when I was a kid, but it's not like so recent that it's definitely been like years since I saw that film. So I didn't really have a huge connection with the Terminator franchise. The third one, I think I also remembered seeing, but maybe, I don't know, it's forgettable, whatever. The one that is most memorable to me is actually like Terminator Salvation. I know it doesn't matter. The Salvation one doesn't matter, and neither does Genesis, and I guess neither does 3, because they kind of erased all that timeline. But I actually liked a lot of the ideas in Salvation. So even though, you know, it wasn't the best film, I liked the ideas. Oh, and I will say that the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Was really good with Lena Headey, and I think was a very... it's a shame that show got canceled, because I think it was a really good kind of sequel to the whole thing, actually. And then Genesis, I fell asleep then the third act, so you know,
there we go.
That's a thing.
Kiko?
Kathy? I have watched every single one of the Terminators. Saw the first one when it came out, and then second, third, then Genesis, then Salvation, then Genesis, then this one. And I've just been waiting for the goddamn robots to take over. And
we all have.
And I just want to see that movie. And I never get to see it. Anyways, but yeah.
Wasn't Rise of the Machines?
At the end. Yeah, but it's only...
That was T3, the one...
Yeah,
Rise of the Machines. Which it teased the rise, but we didn't actually see...
We didn't get to see it. We were supposed to see the whole thing. And then Salvation, we only see a little bit. And then it comes to the world again. And I'm like...
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, that's I'm Terminator. I've been all the way since the beginning and just waited to see. Because every time I watch these movies, the flash, was it flash forwards, I guess? Yeah, where they're seeing the machines. Mm-hmm. That always looked like the sweeter movie to me. I was like, get to that. I want to see that. That's going to be awesome. Machines killing people, machines fighting machines. Kathy, tell us where you started.
Oh, yes. So I'm going to be in the laggard 5% of the population and say very bravely, I have never watched a single Terminator movie before this one.
Nice. We covered the spectrum, guys. Yeah. We got it all.
Every demographic, for
hell
sure.
Yeah. So we have a completely fresh point of view to the Terminator world.
I just dropped into this universe.
Yeah, she terminated her way into it. She read up on it before she got there.
So your opinion is the most important.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, it's really good with something like this to reboot a franchise that's so iconic. I mean, I'm curious, what were your impressions coming in? Like, what did you...
I would have to say it was like the jock version of the Matrix, essentially, where you just want to see two robots.
Please, someone put that on the poster.
That was kind of the impression I got. Is if you want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger battle it out with another robot, this is the movie for you in the context of the Matrix. Mm. It's the Matrix for the dim bulb jock. What can I say?
Well, that's fascinating. Okay, but I mean, coming in, like, just based on pop culture without having seen the films, like, you knew kind of what they look like, the red eye and the metal.
Yeah, like, suddenly all the pop culture references that I was just like, oh, I don't understand the context, suddenly started to make sense very mm-hmm. quickly, for sure. And I did read the synopsis because I got a lot of angry glares in the car of like, I can't believe you haven't seen this. How could you not see this important piece of my childhood? Oh, my God. So I felt the need to at least brush up a little bit on the lore of the Terminator.
The pre-show was pretty cool. It helped you, though. I love that dumb one.
Yeah, there was a fun little pre-show at the Draft House that they did kind of a humorous recap, but also informative. So let's dive into a non-spoiler discussion about what we thought of it.
How we felt? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do a very brief one, and then I'll dive a little further just to get the circle started. Good, not great. I think it was like enjoyable. I was sitting, you guys were all to my right, and to the left of me were two strangers. It was a couple, the female was next to me and then the male after her, or he summed it up to her at the very end after the credits and we were getting up to go. And he was like, I'm really glad we came in expecting this movie to be bad, because then it was actually kind of good. And it's one of those movies where if you have such low expectations, you go in, you're like, no, it really actually wasn't that bad. It was kind of fun. Like, we laughed. There was some action. It's a good time. And again, just non-spoilery versions go around. Anybody want to go?
I did really enjoy this movie a lot more than I expected to. Like I said, I don't have like a huge expectation from the Terminator franchise. And I mean, yeah, T1 and T2, they're really good films. I think James Cameron knocked them out of the park here, and I'm glad that he was kind of back actually like producing, and apparently he had like a lot of control in the editing room, so much so that there was a lot of kind of fights in the post-production process as from what I've heard. But he was very amicable about it. He's like, you know, we butted heads a lot, but we made it work. As you do as creatives, is what he said. I wrote down some things because I couldn't remember. So I can remember stuff. The opening action sequence, I think, was really good. And honestly, a lot of the action was fairly good here, even though a lot of it kind of turns into a CGI mess, mm-hmm. as does in these kind of movies anymore. But, I mean, what are you going to do, right? But there was some new things. They did some new things that I was like, oh, hey, that was really cool. Or, you know, it felt like we hadn't seen it before, at least in terms of the action. Maybe not so much in terms of the story, but at least in terms of the action. So I was actually kind of in from that very beginning opening action sequence. I think Mackenzie Davis knocks this out of the park. Mm. I think she was like definitely like a good standout for this film. Like seeing Linda Hamilton come back. I will say Diego Luna.
Gabriel Luna.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. Gabriel Luna. Ah, my bad. See, we talked about it before. He screwed me up.
We don't all look like Matthias.
No, you're the one that did it. You're the one that said it. He's like, oh, I know Gabriel Luna. I've seen him in it. And I was like, no, you're thinking of Diego. And now I'm getting him confused. So I think Gabriel Luna, I like that he got a lot of chance to be charismatic, as opposed to just like a robot kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know? So there's a lot. I think he, I'm just going to say this. He's got a bright future ahead of him, and he's probably going to be a good, a standout of this. And hopefully we'll see him in more and more things going along. That said, there's some, the writing was pretty bad, in certain parts. Like I, you know, again, once you get to the action, it's kind of cool, but everything in between is like, oh my God, like whoever wrote this, I don't know. Like it was just kind of, it went into territories that I guess it thought it was cool. But it kind of wasn't. I was like, okay, can we just get on with it? Can we move on? Maybe there were some funny moments in between, you know, including the stuff with, Arnold Schwarzenegger was kind of fun, but I don't know. I think if it wasn't for the action, this movie would not be as good.
Yeah.
I think, if it was a drama, what the fuck? Did I just sit there for 2 hours more?
Yeah, you have an interesting slew of writers on this, where James Cameron has a story by credit alongside a lot of people like David S. Goyer, who was like early known for Dark City and went on to write co-write things like Batman Begins and Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. But those were like probably heavily Christopher Nolan. You also have Billy Ray, who was part of the screenplay, who wrote for things like Hunger Games franchise. So, you know, you kind of have some franchise writers like that. So it is kind of all over the place as far as the contributions, but it also kind of felt like it was written all over the place. Like,
yeah,
it felt like a boardroom of writers kind of collectively like having to agree on every joke or every moment. And they settled on, you know, like, this is what we're going to get. Like, not too dissimilar than The Dark Tower.
Yeah.
Which is my biggest problem with that film.
The overall story probably was better. Like, I'll give James Cameron that. Like, the plotting of it, it felt natural to certain extents, and especially as a continuation of Linda's story at all, which she does an amazing job of continuing that. But I think it's like the little moments of dialogue. I guess the let's enter a clever thing here. Like, how many jokes can we get into these kind of things? That's where it kind of like fell apart. Like, it just didn't feel organic at all. You know, so those are my thoughts.
Kiko, as the resident Terminator.
The Shermanator. No. It was entertaining, but it wasn't great. I don't know, man. I liked it to the extent of like, okay, whatever. But then when the plot twist came out, I was like, this is stupid. But I just, like I've said, I've just had such a hard on for the stupid machine war, and they won't give it to me. Every time they come back with the same thing.
In Salvation.
Barely any. Barely any. And yeah, just the tip of it only. And I didn't get what I needed out of this. It wasn't. Man, see, I'm not the one doing it. But I differ from you. Matias, you think your friend has a Gabriel Luna, whatever, has a great future. I think this did more than Trump's border wall. It's going to block a lot of Mexicans' careers because this thing sucks in that aspect. I know that's cold, right? So, because that's why I was like, okay, now you include Mexicans and you know a shitty movie. We're not going to go anywhere after this movie. Yeah. I know it.
We are at a point where it is probably right now famously going to lose $100 million or more.
Yeah.
And do you think that is going to negatively like inflect, you know, like, oh, well, if we had had some, you know, more Anglo-Saxon leads that are a little bit more known entities and not trying
I'm not saying because of who they like.
The studios are going to take a bad lesson is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, they're going to take a bad lesson. They're like, see what happens when we include Latinos in the storyline. I'm like, also, thanks for asking us, douche. Like, but it's like when they got to that one, I was like, of course, Mexicans are going to save the world. I knew it. But it was just. I see those because I've seen those before in other movies. Can't give direct examples, but I know like I've seen people and then the movie bombed and you just don't see them again. And you're like, you did a great job, but you're part of this crap movie. But I know the other Anglo actors in the movie still kept going. And if they're higher up still, but it's just like, I just feel like they're negatively. I don't want to make that completely about race, but the movie was a lot about race. Mm. Anyways, that's what I thought. Maybe a B.
Maybe a B.
Yeah.
Kathy?
I gotta say that I feel like a lot of the messages they were sending and shoving down your throat were very liberal-leaning. Things like, look, not all Mexicans are bad. You know, just ramming that into your face with their casting and also in terms of like feminism of the characters in there and including a lot of strong female figures. And there are a couple things that are spoilers that I won't give away at this moment, but I do feel like a lot of those messages were they could have been a bit more subtle in their choices of delivering it, maybe. Hmm. Not to say like those messages are negative in a way, but there are easier, well, not easier per se, but more natural ways of introducing those elements into a plot. And it just felt a little bit overdone. I also left with a lot of questions, and I don't feel like well-written and put-together movies should leave you with more questions than they actually answer during the film, because I have a fair number, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely have a handful of these, like, sort of overarching, like, big-picture questions that don't make sense, and I think some of them might be explained if we discuss it. But that's even weird that we have to do that to get there. I mean, I think we can... does anyone want to say anything before we jump into spoiler territory? Just sort of a broad view of who would you recommend this?
She is liberal and a woman and a little Latino. So I don't want everybody to think she's a sexist.
No, I just got to say,
it just sound like these women all want these things in these movies. Oh, by the way, I'm a woman.
Yeah. I didn't see any females, any non-white writers, producers, or whatever, you know. So it's like, okay, like
they just kind of went down a list and were like, check this box, check this one, check that.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a little bit of the problematic nature of Hollywood. Back
into acting, yeah. Any more brown guys? Come on, let's do this.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, like I said, some of the action felt kind of new and everything, but there's nothing here story wise that I felt like was new at all. It didn't give me anything that I didn't really have. It's not like I connected so much with the characters. I was like empathizing with them or whatever. And so like it was a film, and I saw it, and it was entertaining at times. And at this point, like it's like nothing. It didn't get me to like think about anything like new or interesting or like it leaves you with questions, but it doesn't leave you with like intrigue or those kind of plots that you want when you come out of a film, you know, like excitement or thinking about like, oh, this could happen or this guy or any of those kind of things. It didn't give you any of that. It was just like this, it's done, it's over, great, cool, move on.
I had questions, but it wasn't like, I hope I get to see in the next movie. I was like, you fuckers, answer these questions. It definitely reminded me of like, not a direct-to-DVD movie, but definitely maybe Crackle or Hulu was fighting
shots
for it.
Fired.
What was just the dialogue
direct
and just everything
video,
else?
We're bringing it back.
No, not direct-to-video. But, you know, it's an online streaming. One of them, Hulu or so, or Netflix went for it, you know?
Was AMC making
so
a bid,
I think,
maybe?
No, I think what you're trying to hit on there is it kind of became a parody of itself.
Yeah.
You know, it was a new Terminator film, but it felt like a film trying to be a Terminator
film. Tremor 17.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say it was very safe, for sure. And there's kind of been that trend recently of people creating these films that already have that audience, that they're like, oh, we already have a guaranteed dollar. Let's play it safe and just, you know, give these people what they want. Even if it's not going to create the best one in the world, the best movie or the best film or whatever, it's like, we're going to make our dollar back for sure.
Hmm. There you go. Eat some edibles, have some drinks, whatever you got to do. And, you know, if nothing else is good as showing, go watch this movie because it's not that bad, I guess, right?
Yep. Just review it responsibly.
Yeah. Well, this was Critics on Tap for Terminator Dark Fate. Review responsibly. Good night.